I think the older that I get, the more grateful I become. I think that now that I've got happily married, I've got two sons, and that's enough for me. Like having a family is really is everything that I'm grateful for. And it's not where I would have thought my gratitude would have come from at a younger age. I thought it would have been more aligned with success and potentially like financial gain. But now I'm 36 years old, and I mean, especially in times of like COVID and stuff, I think that gratefulness really just hits home more with health. Being able to spend time with your family and have them be healthy. That's what I'm most grateful for. That's where my gratitude comes from.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have an amazing guest. He is the founder of Shape & Foster, a really cool app that I've been trying out for a while and that I really love. We will talk a little bit about that as well, but of course, we will be talking about gratitude. He is an amazing guy and also an amazing sportsman. So without further ado, here is Callum McGuigan.
Hi, George, and how are you?
I'm good. I just realized that I could have asked you before how to pronounce your name correctly. I just realized in the moment. I hope I did a good job.
You did a fantastic job. You nailed it. Sometimes people ask and they still get it wrong. I don't care. I mean, people are always going to get my name wrong. It's a difficult one, but you did it very well. Thank you.
Thank you for that. So, let us know a little bit more about you. You have quite an interesting background, quite an interesting life, I think, and I'm really looking forward for you to let our audience know more about you.
So yeah, I mean, I grew up in Scotland. I moved from Glasgow to Canada, Toronto, Ontario, about 13 years ago. So I'm 36 now. So essentially, I graduated university and actually moved straight to Canada before my graduation ceremony even. And I came here for 4 months to play rugby. Rugby is something that I've always played, like I grew up playing it. And I absolutely love it. I mean, in Scotland, it's probably the second sport to football or soccer, as you may know it as. But I've played my whole life, came here. The cool thing about rugby is that you kind of join a team of like-minded individuals like on arrival. You can go to any team in the world, really, and people are going to welcome you with open arms. There's a real community aspect to the sport. So when I came here for 4 months, it was only meant to be 4 months, but upon arrival, I met like 40, 50, 80 even, like male and female players who were in the club. And they all just kind of instantly became very, very good friends. And after 4 months, I decided to go home and get a work permit. I came back and then got a job with a work permit in Canada. And then I met my wife. I then started a business and slowly this whole idea of going to Toronto for 4 months to play rugby actually became like a massive like life change. It's now home, and it has been, as I say, for 13 years. I know Toronto more than I know Glasgow now.
That's wonderful. And I think you've pointed out something really beautiful, the fact that you were welcomed with open arms, and there was this community, and I think it's one of those things that matter quite a lot for us humans, to be part of a community, to be part of a team. For me, Like I said in the app, I love the question that you ask in the beginning, like what did you want to become when you were a child? And I wanted to become a football player.
Yeah.
One of the reasons is actually because I love being part of a team, and I love being able to focus with my teammates on a goal. And I love it when I can contribute to the team and we all make it, you know. And it's mm-hmm. it's something wonderful about this energy.
I completely agree. I mean, I think that team sports, I mean, there's so much to be learned from team sports. And when you're a kid and you're playing team sports and you're growing up, you're not really fully understanding to it. But it definitely teaches you about teamwork. It teaches you about, I mean, gratitude for your teammates, obviously. It teaches you about the force that a group of people aiming and striving for the same thing with the same common goal, it can become a force of nature, really. And you get to share camaraderie along the way, and you get to share laughs and stories and memories. I often think, I mean, when I think of sport, like the more solitary sports, like tennis, for example, which I love watching tennis, but I just can't imagine, although they're fantastic athletes and sportsmen and ladies, but to be a top tennis player, I just can't imagine it's the same fun, positive experience as being like a top athlete in a sporting sense, or even just like community athlete like I was. I only played at an amateur level. But yeah, there's so much to be learned. And just to kind of bring that forward a bit, something which is kind of interesting as I think about how sport can really teach you lots of things. When I studied sports management at university, and one of our lecturers once said that the sports management students were the laziest students throughout the course of the year, but when it came to a test, they all got super competitive. And their results would kind of shock the lecturer every time, because there was something to kind of to aim towards. So yeah, I think that sport has definitely had a massive impact on my life in many ways.
I can totally see how that would be. It's I think it's one of the things that we, at least here in Romania, we're not taught in school. We don't learn in school. We usually focus on individuality, like in getting good grades and getting them usually by ourselves. And it's all about being the best without actually helping others. It's about you and about you being the best. And one of the beautiful things about sports that I just realized that I learned by playing sports is this part of being a team player and being helping other people reach the same goal as mm-hmm. as you have. And I think this is an important part of education that I would love to see more of in Romania and in the world as well, because in the real world you're going to need to be part of a team one way or another, part of a community. And if you're just about yourself, that doesn't work that good.
Yeah, I agree.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Yeah, so getting back to our topic, I'm really curious about your definition of gratitude. Like, how do you see gratitude for yourself?
I think for myself, I think the older that I get, the more grateful I become. I think that now that I've got happily married, I've got two sons, and that's enough for me. Like having a family is really everything that I'm grateful for. And it's not where I would have thought my gratitude would have come from at a younger age. I thought it would have been more aligned with success and potentially like financial gain. But now I'm 36 years old, and I mean, especially in times of like COVID and stuff, I think that gratefulness really just hits home more with health. Being able to spend time with your family and have them be healthy, that's where I'm most grateful for. That's where my gratitude comes from, and that kind of aligns somewhat to my like own kind of personal development journey of the last few years, which I won't get into right now. We'll talk about it later, I'm sure. But I had a previous company called Fervent Events. We're a marketing agency in Toronto, been in business for 11 years, and not enjoying my work that much towards the end of that business, the last 2 years, was definitely having like an impact on my happiness and my patience around my family. And that was part of the reason that I kind of got out of that business to start something completely new, because family is really where my gratitude comes from now.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I totally identify with that journey, especially for men. I think success is something very important. We want to be able to provide. We want to be able to be strong. And one of the ways in which we can do that is by actually experiencing success in one form or another. But when we think about it, we are most grateful for, and we feel most fulfilled when we think about our family, the people that are close to us, even our friends, the people that actually bring meaning to our life. And yeah, I think it's an important part of being balanced and being a whole person.
And I think that, I mean, I don't want to be morbid, but I think that a way to kind of identify with like what you want out of life is to fast forward your life a little bit and imagine yourself older and maybe even sick. And I say, I don't want to be morbid, but when that time comes, hypothetically, let's say you're 80 years old and you're not doing too well, are you going to look back in life and wish that you had more money to buy more cars? Are you going to look back in life and wish that you went on more unnecessary dinners and holidays? Like, or are you going to wish that you spent more time with friends and family and shared more memories and connected more with the people that you loved? And it is a kind of morbid way to look at it, but it is something I think of, to be honest. Because I mean, I really, really chased like financial, like that kind of financial freedom, that whole aspect, that whole thought of financial freedom. I chased that, and I'm in a very fortunate position, and I'm right now, and like the business did well, but I stopped short before burning out, because I could see that I was going to get to a stage where to get to that point was going to come at a consequence of losing something else.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. And even in this search for financial freedom or financial independence, what I've seen is that, or at least what I've experienced, is that rather than chasing passive income, for instance, mm-hmm. I would much rather work for something that has meaning. Because when you have passive income, I actually don't believe in full passive income, but that's another story. I think that having something that has meaning, that you're doing, that you're making a difference in the world, is much more fulfilling than just receiving money from an asset or from different kinds of assets.
Yep.
At least this is my experience until now.
I completely agree. And that, I mean, again, just that's kind of where I've been the last few years. I mean, I started a business in Canada, Fervent Events. We listed, I started out with $4,000. So 1.5 paychecks, and built it from the ground up, obviously. I worked a part-time job in a call center, 6 hours a day, and then went home and worked on this new business for 6 hours a day. This was about 11 years ago. I started this business. It did very well. I mean, the business grew, and we listed twice on the Growth 500, which is Canada's fastest 500 growing companies. And wow. The company hit $4 million in annual revenue. So we're working at places like Costco, like some really established brands that we represented. And then about 2 years ago, I stopped kind of enjoying this work. And there was many reasons for me kind of stopping enjoying it. But one of those reasons was, it kind of dawned on me as a marketing agency, and we're a small business. We had 8 full-time employees, but then we had a multitude of part-time employees across Canada, because we did like in-store sampling, street teams, pop-up shops. So we had like hundreds and hundreds of part-timers, but we're still a small business. But it dawned on me that, like, who am I impacting? Who is this business truly impacting? And it started to kind of play at me a little bit. We had a massive, massive opportunity about 2 years ago with a big tobacco company. And this would have been like a $12 million contract over 3 years. So it was a ton of money. And of course, like, we bid on it, we went for it, but we never won the business. But I was almost grateful we never won the business. and it started to kind of, I started to realize the bigger opportunities here that we were getting. It was things like big tobacco, quick service restaurants. Am I going to feel good about encouraging people to eat a burger and fries? Am I going to feel good about encouraging people to smoke? So this definitely started to play on my mind in that business. That kind of went hand in hand with my own personal development journey, which came with about 2 years ago, basically. I was drinking quite a bit, not like every day, but every couple of weeks I would go out and I'd go home at a crazy hour, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And I had my first son at the time, who was 2 years old. And I had something on with my son the next day. I got home like a Saturday night, and I was, shouldn't have been driving the next day. I got home like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I was up at 8 o'clock in the morning with him. Got me in the back of the car to take him to his first little like rugby practice. It was just a bunch of like kids running around, not really playing rugby. It was just like a fun thing. Mm-hmm. And I've been looking forward to this for ages. I was driving him to the rugby, and I had like an anxiety attack at the wheel as I was driving. And it was just dreadful. I mean, it was a 10-minute drive and it felt like 45 minutes. I had to kind of like pull over a wee bit. Got to rugby and there was other parents there that were bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I just kind of thought, that's what I want to be. That's who I always thought I was going to be. So I kind of like stopped drinking after that. I only drink every maybe 3 or 4 times a year now, like the last couple of years. And then I started to get my fitness in check, and I started to basically go on this personal development journey a few years ago at the same time as starting to enjoy my work less. And a big part of that culmination was, to your point, like wanting to do work for good, wanting to kind of create a business which is more mission focused and more mission based. And I had a realization that my business that I was doing, it wasn't mission based, and it was just like, who am I affecting here? Who am I impacting? When COVID struck, the agency stopped making money for a couple of months, obviously. But it was almost like the best thing, because it gave me this opportunity to sit back and be like, I don't even want to do this anymore anyway. Like, I don't enjoy this. And the thought of COVID ending and going back to this business, like, this was in like May or so at the time, and there was rumblings of everything will be back. It was like a false dawn, as we've had many with COVID. Everything will be back to normal in June or July. And I was thinking, I don't want everything to be back to normal, because then I've got to go back to work.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And I don't like this business I've created. So my own personal development was a mishmash of my health, my happiness, and my work all kind of like coming to a head. And that at that point, I chose to sell the business. I got out of it to start something completely new, which, as you know, you've been a member in, and I love that you're active in the app. But that new business is Shape and Foster, and the new business is much more mission focused.
Yeah, I love the whole story, and I think many of our listeners can identify one way or another, because we've all been there. Many, maybe just parts of it, but we know how it is to be in such situations and to make decisions that are right for us, even though maybe on the outside it looks like we're crazy and that we're doing something that just doesn't make any sense, maybe for most people. But I think we know best what's inside of us and what makes us happy. And yeah, like you said, if we think about doing the same kinds of things for 10 or 20 years, It's much better to know that we've done something that has meaning for us and for other people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's an important part of actually getting to create life that we can be grateful for. Like, we can create more gratitude by choosing, by making decisions of this kind that actually fulfill us much more.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I think that it may be a tough, there may be times that it's tough to take the option that is a little bit less, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but to kind of go down the path that is kind of less defined, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But it makes you feel better about what you're going to be doing, and your moral compass is just is not getting stretched as much. I think that there's a lot of positivity that can come from that.
Definitely. And tell us a little bit more about Shape and Foster. Like, how did you put it together? How did you choose the topics that your experts focus on?
So, I mean, Shape and Foster, just so your listeners fully understand, it's a lifestyle development app. It's also available in web browser. So lifestyle development, you could also just think of as personal development. you pay for a membership, and in turn, you're taking on a 12-month journey of lifestyle development from six experts, each of who have curated courses specifically for Shape and Foster. So the six experts are in areas important to a healthy heart and a healthy mind. Obviously, there's more areas it could be, but I had to kind of narrow the focus. And the six experts that I went with were an athletic trainer, a nutritionist, a mental health professional, a life coach, a financial planner, and a yoga instructor. Every 30 days, new course material becomes available in the app, and all content is consumed via video. So there's a reason that TED Talks last 18 minutes in length. TED Talks obviously realized that 18 minutes is the optimum time to keep somebody's attention. All the videos in the app are essentially 15 to 20 minutes. So you've only got to consume 2 to 3 hours of video every single month to learn about fitness, nutrition, mental health, life coaching, finance, and yoga. And the key term is really actionable insight. You know, a member is going to get opened up to knowledge that can impact their life by learning and forming habits. It goes for 12 months because I thought that you can't do all this in 4 weeks. You can't do it all in 8 months. It took me 2 years to, and I'm still in development mode. I've still got lots more to learn, but I just went through a personal development journey of 2 years to be happier and to get in a more grateful place and to be open to learning. So the 12 months, the purpose is really that a slower paced course will ensure longer lasting results and enable you to learn little pieces of information, actionable insight that you can insert into your life quite easily with no fuss and without having to like do some wholesale change to your life. An example of like actionable insight, I don't know if you have done Tanya De Silva's month one video yet for mental health, but her month one, she talks about the drill down method. So this is a 15-minute video, and Tanya's talking about the why and how of your emotions and just kind of explaining to you how your emotions work, something that I've never personally really considered. And she talks about this thing called the drill down method. Often when you get upset or you get annoyed, the surface reason that kind of triggered you, that got you all upset and all annoyed, it's not the reason that you're truly upset at all. So you have to drill down a second time and ask yourself a second time, okay, so why am I really upset? Then a third time, try and go a bit deeper. And a fourth time, try and go a bit deeper. And then a fifth time, try and go a bit deeper. And 99% of the time, you get to that fifth time of like drilling down, it's not that surface reason that got you upset at all. So it's kind of understanding your emotions more. And that is actionable insight. I've used the drill down method once or twice already when I've been a bit kind of upset about something. And after doing it once or twice, it's now just kind of enabled me, I don't even have to go like drill down five times. I get upset about something and I know straight away, okay, that's not even why I'm upset, and I'm cutting straight to the chase. So that's a very simple thing, but it's just one example of the sorts of actionable insight that you're going to learn inside the app from one of the many professionals.
Yeah, I love this. I think it's very actionable, and I'm always about this being practical. It's not just theory or philosophy, but it's actually something that you can do and that can improve your life. Mm-hmm. Because this is what we all want to do, to improve our life and to make it a bit better. And I honestly don't believe as much in challenges as I believe in these kinds of small habits, small changes that we make. For instance, like you said, with this example in 2021, one thing that I want to do is to be more aware of my emotions and to do this exercise whenever I get into an emotion. That one thing can have a huge impact in our life, much more than just going for, okay, I'm going to change something radical right now. Mm-hmm. but that doesn't actually go for more than, I don't know, 7 days or 30 days or something like that.
Well, this is, this is definitely a very education sort of based community. Like, I mean, our experts are all kind of educating you in their profession. So, I mean, the mental health professional, she also does, like, as well as like the why and how of your emotions, she has videos about a life balance audit, you know, understanding the mind and body connection. Our life coach looks at things like mindset, essence versus survival, working through self-sabotage. Nutrition looks at small changes that you can make to your diet, easy recipes, digestion, fridge staples. There's lots of knowledge to be gained. It's all very educational. Learning about it, again, to bring it back to community, one cool thing about it is that there is a massive community vibe to the app, to Shape and Foster, because there's lots of people in there that are learning alongside you. And there's a news feed, which is essentially just like any other social media channel, where you can comment on people's posts. You can ask the experts questions. You can engage directly with the experts. So there's a community aspect, which definitely helps the whole learning process. But yeah, I mean, I think that inserting small habits into your life is just more, it's just a more kind of a honest approach, because how many times have you thought about a diet or you've done a diet, for example, and you've looked amazing in 3 months' time, but in 9 months' time you start to kind of feel like you're back where you started. This isn't about a quick like be your best self for 2 months. This is about try and listen, try and make some changes, try and insert some of this knowledge and embed it in your life forever to continue moving forward with.
Exactly. This is my point as well. I think it's much more powerful and much more valuable for us to just get some ideas like these and implement them, and like you said, have them for the rest of our lives. And this is what I think about gratitude as well. Like, there are different ways of doing this, and there are small ways in which you can improve just a bit, and it can have a huge impact in your life. So I also know that you have a free trial for our listeners. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So everyone gets a 14-day free trial. So if you go to www.shapeandfoster.com, you'll get a 14-day free trial. You get to stick your head inside the app, so to speak, or the web version, see if it's for you, be part of the community, observe the community, you know, look at a few videos. You'll get all the month one videos. You get it all for free. After 14 days, if you choose to stay on, which I think you will, I mean, we're having some great feedback so far from members, it's $299 USD per year, or $29.99 a month. So essentially the annual price is 12 months for the price of 10. But everyone gets 14 days free, so there's no risk. And inside the app, there's no adverts, there's no algorithms. It's just a positive community of people all wanting to improve or seek assistance with their lifestyle.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I'm there as well. Once you join, you can say hi. And thank you so much, Callum, for being here with us and for sharing your story and the things that you're grateful for, and for putting this beautiful app together for our listeners and for the world.
Thank you very much. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be on your podcast. I've listened to a few episodes, and as I said to you, Georgian, prior, I just love the name. Like, the name, the Gratitude Podcast, I don't think it's so memorable, and it really encompasses what this is all about. And I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.